within a week of launching their murderous assault on the Gaza Strip on December 27th, the Zionist invaders had murdered more than 450 Palestinians and thousands had been wounded. They used, in the first week, aerial assaults using American-supplied F-16 planes and Apache helicopters to bomb government buildings, hospitals, schools, the Gaza University, as well as grocery stores. Before this invasion was launched, Gaza had been under siege for more than 2 years. Occasionally, the Zionists would allow food as well as fuel supplies to go into Gaza. But according to the United Nations' own figures, more than 80% of the people in Gaza were dependent on this food aid that was running desperately low. The ostensible reason for the Zionists' attack on Gaza was that they wanted to stop Hamas rockets that were being fired into Israel. We need to consider some basic facts, facts that have been deliberately ignored or glossed over by the Western media, by Western politicians, and indeed much of the rest of the world. Over the last 8 years, Hamas rockets have killed a total of 13 Israelis. In the first 8 days of the Zionist onslaught on the Gaza Strip, the Zionists had killed more than 450 Palestinians and injured an estimated 2,500. One can immediately see the disparity between the Zionist brutality and the effectiveness or lack thereof of Hamas rockets. As a result of the blockade of Gaza Strip, and as a result of the lack of fuel supplies and spare parts that have been blocked by the Zionist occupiers, that power plant is often non-functional. Therefore, hospitals, homes, shops, universities, schools, etc. are dependent on producing electricity by using diesel generators. But since the Zionists have blocked even diesel fuel supplies to Gaza, many of these generators that are used for desperately needed services also cannot operate. For instance, in many of the Gaza hospitals, doctors are forced to operate without power supplies for hours on end. Medicines are running very low, just as food supplies are running very low. Doctors are forced to make critical choices of treating or not treating patients depending upon their chances of survival. So if a patient has a 70% chance of survival in their estimate, and another patient has only 30% chance of survival, they will abandon the patient that has only a 30% chance of survival because they feel that they have to use the desperately short medicines and other services to ensure that the person with 70% survival chances can get treatment. It is these kinds of critical choices that Palestinians are forced to make in that vast prison that is called Gaza. Now, what is the reason, real reason, for Israel's attack on the Gaza Strip? It is not because the Israelis want to stop Hamas rockets from being fired, because throughout the six-month ceasefire that Hamas had agreed to last June, and that ended on December the 19th of 2008, the Israelis continued to fire missiles into Gaza. On November the 4th, for instance, they fired a missile into Gaza, killing at least 6 people. There have been other attacks on Gaza. So if it is okay for Israel to fire missiles and bomb the Gaza Strip, why isn't it fair for Hamas to retaliate against this kind of brutal assaults that they are subjected to in this place that is called the Gaza Strip, which is, as I said, a vast prison? And in fact, people have been completely cut off from the rest of the world, including the sea, where Palestinian fishermen are constantly being attacked by Israeli Navy gunboats when Palestinian fishermen go out to get some fish from the sea. So we have a situation in which the Gaza Strip is fenced off by barbed wire on two sides, which is the two sides linking with the Zion state, and there's a concrete barrier that is blocking it off from the Egyptian border, and then on the sea, Israeli gunboats continue to attack Palestinian fishing boats to prevent them even from fishing. The United Nations itself has said that many people in Gaza are forced to eat grass or tree leaves and so on. And it's the most densely populated landmass in the world because of 1.5 million people living over there. So the question arises, what exactly is the purpose that the Zionists launched their invasion? It is not because of the ineffective Hamas missiles that are fired in frustration. The real reason is that in February there are going to be elections in the Zionist state, and each politician is trying to out-hawk the other to present themselves as being more hawkish against the Palestinians, more brutal against the Palestinians. And in fact, they want to climb to power over the crushed bones and broken skulls of the Palestinian people. And the vast majority of these are in fact children. When the Israelis first launched their attack on December the 27th, they did it in broad daylight at a time when children were about to leave school. So it was a deliberate act of genocide against the Palestinian people in which they wanted to kill the largest number of people. And they did. In fact, in the first 15 minutes of their attack on December the 27th, the Israelis had dropped 100-ton bombs, and once the rubble was cleared, there were more than 300 dead, many of them children. This is genocide by any definition. The Zionist state is perpetrating a genocide, and it is involved in crimes against humanity. And any other way of description of this would be totally wrong. But if the West and its media do not see it, then I think they must understand that while the Israelis are pounding and killing Palestinian children, men and women, that they are actually creating the next generation of suicide bombers that are sure to follow. And then they would have no reason to complain that why do these people indulge in these kinds of acts? Why is it okay for an F-16 to drop a 500-pound bomb or a 1,000-pound bomb on the Palestinians, defenseless Palestinians, and why is it not okay for the Palestinians to fight with whatever means at their disposal? They have a right to defend themselves. They have a right to protect themselves. They have a right for their children to live in peace and security. If the Israelis want peace and security, the first thing they have to do is to end their brutal occupation of Palestine. The Palestinian people have no fight or no quarrel against the Jewish people. But they do have, as have other people, including Muslims, have a great problem with the Zionist ideology, which is a racist ideology. It's the same as the Nazi racist ideology, and it is this ideology that is at the root of all the problems in the Middle East.